Blog Talk Radio.
I pray that they are extending themselves to the hand of God, to the hand of man, because I tell you, what God may do, hallelujah, may not be what man would do. And as a matter of fact, I know it wouldn't. God is a healer. God is a long sufferer. He's one that stands in the way for us as we go through the things we go through. So I thank God for your presence. When James told me that y'all were all over here, who did I talk to on the phone? Was it you? Wow. I didn't know who it was. I thought you said, I'm his wife. I said, wait a minute. Now hold it. Now James only told me his brother and his wife is here. And is that your daughter? Okay, I'll get it after a while. Give me a little time. All I need is a little bit of time. Give me honor to God. Hallelujah. The Lord put on my mind, and the message would go just with you guys getting ready to hit the road. Where are you coming from? New York?
Crazy, man.
I mean, I know that. I mean, where are you coming from? Are you traveling through? Oh, okay. Oh, you heard he needed some help too, huh? Okay. I'm glad I got to get your number. We got to straighten old James out. That's my brother. I love him with all my heart. You know, ain't nothing since I've been here. Some of my own family members, and mind you, I'm saying family members, haven't been as cordial as I'd like them to be. You know, when I wasn't the cordial one, I was called the mean one, the bad guy. And now I'm older, and I'm a young man. Here it is. Here it is, a young man. Young man. Hey. You know, and I look back and I say, wow, I gave my mother and my father that word that I don't want to go to the place of. Gave it to them fiercely. And now I'm that person. And I have to, you know, regulate and deal with my children. I've dealt with the most of them. I have two left here, two left. And as my wife told you, college for one, the military for the other. And what are we going to do, devil? Who's going to carry the bags and carry the big old speakers? You better keep staying. Keep going to the gym, honey. Please. Keep going to the gym. There you go. You're getting started, see? That's why I love him. So he stood in the gap so many times. I don't know how y'all know him. You know, more than, John and his wife. And I don't know. I mean, James is just, he come from a mighty long way as well. Say, y'all about y'all jumping in each river, trying to swim. Thought y'all was at the pool. Go down there now. I don't think so. Have you ever been to New York?
Born in New York.
Okay, you were born in New York, so you remember East River? East River?
Yeah.
Now, when have you last seen it? Have you been in the city? Okay, let me tell you a little something that's going on over there. They have built, they are in the process of building a hotel that came as a result of Bill Clinton and his entourage and things. They built that. Where he jumped and tried to swim, there'll be a building there. And, you know, those buildings with the people that got that kind of money, they have security. So I said, don't go jumping now, James. Because you jump, somebody grab you before you hit the water and pull you back. So I'm just thankful for it. But, I mean, he's been there. I mean, Johnny on the spot. I mean, financially, when things were rough for us, when we got here, my wife and I, coming from Kentucky, couldn't get the job as quick as he had to. Here's this guy up on the ground with the lawnmower, and he'd do it one day, and he'd come back and do it again. And he came back and did it again. And he kept on cutting the grass. I said, who is this man? I didn't remember him. I don't know why. I couldn't put two and two together. I should have known who that was. When I found out, I said, I said, yo, he's been about 45, 50 years old, maybe. I said, excuse me, how old are you, bro? 70 years old. I said, 70? you know, I want him to get off the land because he's making me look bad. I didn't get my tail out there to cut that grass. It should have been me. But James, tirelessly, I mean, I don't know. I said, whatever it is, you know, but save God that keeps him up, I want some of it too. Because he stays on his feet, always on the move, always telling me I got to lose weight. Well, I'm working on that too, James. Them doctors told me that, and I said, uh-oh. I'm at that time of life when they're telling you to get yourself together, or you'll be seeing them or seeing somebody else soon, and you won't be standing up, you'll be looking up. And I don't want that, so amen. The word I had that got from the Lord was a simple word, and I'm not going to keep you real long. Don't ever believe a preacher when he says that. He said, I'm not going to be with you long. You know, believe this one. I'm not going to be with you long, because I know there's things you have to do and people you want to see, and to spend the time with your brother. I mean, I know he was telling me all old jokes and things that he remembered, and I said, yeah, I do. I think I remember that, James. I knew Mama Moselle with some cigarettes she smoked in Pall Mall. Slim. No, before they had Virginia Slim, man. Camel, yeah, she smoked a hard one. I remember hard cigarettes. Some cigarettes, if one of these kids that smoked that today, they wouldn't be standing up. They had to put some on you. And she put some on you, too. And a little, so she went by eight. She went by this big time. But boy, she packed a kick and a punch. So you didn't mess with her? My mama didn't even mess. My mother was twice her size. And they were from the same home here. So it was no joke there. But the Lord gave me a word today, and the prayer I prayed was that he cover and keep us throughout. That in the book of Psalms, if you have a Bible, you can turn to Psalms 110, excuse me. 110. We know, personally, and our growing up, those who are older, younger, they have that yet still to see. But we know from our growing up that there was a time when we were told to take our seat. Sit down. Sit down, boy, and do what I tell you to do. Sit down, girl. You ain't going nowhere. But the Bible says in the book of Psalms 110, if somebody wants to read it, they can read it. But I have it, but if you want to read it, you can. I have you volunteer. Okay. You got it. Go ahead, sister. 110.
The Lord said, I would set my right
hand. Stop right there. You're going to be my leader. That's beautiful. Sit at my right hand. Part of the message today is, sit down, take your seat until I get done with what's going on here. And if we think about it, you know, the Lord has for us here in this world, the things that we're up against. How many of you know, or how many of you have been in your days past, and sometimes you can say, I can even say today, I don't know anybody's financial situation. I just made sure that I got a readout on y'all before y'all came in. I wanted to say with that financial situation is that finances are people are suffering in financial areas. All families, I'm talking about people with money, rich people that are used to having millions and things that they're beck and toe, big house, big homes, large cars, all the things that, you know, we consider well-to-do people have to have. Ability to travel when they want it, where they want it. But right now, we're in such a time, this is not as possible as it was. It's not possible at all, actually. It was a time in my life I wanted to go to Europe. I wanted to go to Germany. I wanted to go to China. I wanted to go to places like that, but there's so much unrest out in these places, the Philippines. You know, I mean, back in the days when I heard about I think it was Camille DeMarcos and all her shoes, and her husband being the president, President Marcos, there was a physical, you know, unrest there in Colombia and Cuba and with Castro. All the unrest that's going on in the world is on the rise. It has not lessened. It's increasing. There's more going on than we ever wanted to see. People are starting to live longer that they are able to see these things happen. But I tell you what the Lord is saying here in this, when he tells us to, tells the Lord, says to my Lord, sit down at thy right hand so I make thy enemies thy foot. That's the, those who have believed, those who have faith in this, in the risen Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Not talking about the enemies, not talking about white folks, black folks of any sort. These are my people that have a belief and honor for the Most High God, that I want you to sit down, hold your peace, have your seat, because I got some things I got to finish doing, and I'm going to take care of them handily. You can rest assured that when they said that the wealth of the wicked has been stored up for the righteous, there's your calling card to come on into the Lord.
Hallelujah.
When they say the wealth of the rich, if you've been suffering and going through financial burden, death comes to your household, and your insurance policy ain't paid up, or you name it. I mean, it's just innumerable the things that are going on. Young people disrespecting the older people. Older people trying to be young. Hallelujah. I mean, there's just a gamut of things going on. But we who have accepted Christ said to our Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah. When will these changed things happen, my Lord? When will this time come? He says, no one knows the time of the hour. And he did that intentionally. He didn't do that because he was trying to be smart and smug, and because he's God and he's sovereign and he can do that. He said that for our own safety. He said that he did that for the purpose of us, so that when the time comes, we will be ready to rise up. Get up out that seat, because he's going to take care of them enemies. He's going to take care of those people that have given you trouble over the years. He's going to take care of those young folks that are trying to be old folks, but they ain't got sense enough to be who they are in the first place, and that's young as it is. I'm grateful to God to see everyone in here, my sister here, beautiful young lady.
Amen.
Her mother. Amen. I know your mother told you about Jesus. Ain't no question. Your father, your uncles, your cousins, they had to tell you about Christ. But they couldn't make you come to Christ. You had to make that decision on your own. And if you're slow getting there, look behind you. And you'll see a host of people going through back there behind you. I used to tell my wife when I first met her, I said, you know why people are stupid? She said, why? I said, yes, sir, because they're busy at the business of being stupid. That's just something I come up with. They are busy being foolish and stupid. So if knowing that we are God's chosen, we are of the word says, the chosen of God, the people of Israel, you know, man, not dead man walking, but alive man in the body of Christ, we have that opportunity, a golden opportunity to stand in the gap with Christ and rise with him when he comes back for us. Don't you want to be looking back and seeing things behind you rather than looking up and watching things go away from you? I'm in the mind, after all I've done, I'm thankful that God didn't want to be bothered with me. You know, I mean, that's just a point of reference. I'm glad that he chose to be bothered with me, because he could have put me to the silence. I could have been one of them enemies that he was talking about, that he was going to stomp. And he told me to sit at my right hand and watch me take care of these that have been bad or evil to you. Jesus always knew. He was a long sufferer. He waited on us. I'm so glad that he waited on me. When I was out there being a sinner, I was a perfect sinner. Now that I've accepted Christ, I'm going to be a perfect Christian. I want to be one who receives what thus saith the Lord. I want to be one who says what thus saith the Lord. And if I'm wrong, Jesus is going to take care of me. Yeah. He'll take care of me. And he'll call John if I get too strong on him. So, amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Turn your Bible. Let's go a little further on this. My sister, go and read number 2. Go and read 3 with that. Melchizedek. It's a funny word. Yeah. And you want to know something? There's a very, very few. I mean, you're talking about, they said Jesus wept was the shortest scripture in the Bible. Well, this talk of Melchizedek was a very short but precise in what it was saying. It was a time when man, when we needed to learn how to give and be better toward one another. The king of Salem called on Melchizedek. Melchizedek came, and he received offering from the king of Salem. That offering wasn't so much a monetary offering. It was an offering of you giving yourself over to a higher authority. See, it was necessary for us to do that at that time, because you know men's hearts were failing. Men were men and women as well. When I see men, I'm talking about the human race, the host of us. So that host of us were going through at the time. So when he came and God, I mean, there's much more to this than just meets the eye. But this portion, there, she said, "In forever after the order of Melchizedek, Melchizedek came, hallelujah, that we may have life and life in abundance." Now, I thought that was Christ, someone said. I thought that was Jesus. Yes, it was, but there was plenty throughout the time. This is why God is a long-suffering. He's been suffering long. From the beginning of time until now, waiting for us to come to the right mindedness or right standing in Him. It's our time, ladies and gentlemen. It's our time. Like they say, this is our day. And by the way, Benny Hinn is pretty sick right now. That was one of his sayings. That was the name of his show. How did it go, Deb? This is the day. Yeah, and he coined that term. Well, this is our day. This is our time. This is our season. This is our season. Take advantage of it, because seasons like summer, winter, spring, and fall pass. And we don't want to be caught in the passing of a season. You be looking down the seasons going that way, and you're looking back, and you see hell coming, and you have this big choice. So am I going with the season passing? Or am I going to stand in and receive His help? Well, this is the position I be in. You know, going like that, something like that. That's my position. I want to go where they said the land of milk and honey. Now, if you have diabetes and you can't eat honey, they might have a substitute. You know, they make substitutes for everything. Make this up to you, but God in His infinite, and will make sure that you are taken care of. He'll make sure that we are given the right passage. Hallelujah. Aren't you looking forward to the day when Jesus cracks that sky? Yes. Young people, how old are you, honey? 30? 30, what? Ooh, don't tell nobody that. You can sneak in and get in the movies and everything. Get in with no fee. Ride Ernest's bus for nothing. Oh, my God. Don't tell nobody. You'll get away with that thing very easy. My God, you did a wonderful job, Mom. What do y'all eat? Amen. I believe that. Now, see, I'm good with that. But my God, I gave you 20 at the moment. And mercy, keep doing what you're doing. Because God ain't through with you yet. Sit down. And let him continue to take care of them enemies. Hallelujah. And see, look what the Lord has done.
Hallelujah.
He killed them. He said he killed my body. He helped my mind. Hallelujah. God have mercy. I love it when people, I'm 62 now. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amazing.
And that's right. James, James said, you ain't never the child. I said, yes, yes, Uncle James. I'll be all that and more, you know. As long as I can still stay around, you can let me live. I'll be young. You know, it's a wonder, you know, to see people. That is beautiful. I mean, that's stuck in my mind. My wonderful wife, in 20 years, people say they see us and they said, you're how old? You've been married how long? I said, and they said, Toby, do you use drugs? I said, I used to, but I don't anymore. I said, they said, well, you mean when you was out there with us, you was on drugs? I said, sure I was. I see, what the thing was that the type of drugs I used wasn't the type that you used. You used the type that beat to make you want to kill somebody. Except I was using, I'd finish with it and I was done with it. You know, not to self-aggrandize or honor the drug culture, the drug life. I'm just saying that was how it was. Well, God bless you, sister. What's your name? Shante. Wow, that's beautiful. God bless you, Mom, for raising such a wonderful young lady. And I pray tell that, is that your daughter? That she grows and she looks up and see her mom and be proud of that, to have you to come to school with her. You know, kids don't want us to go to school with her. That day, amen. I like that. I like that, you know. I've always, hey, my kids didn't want me to come in that. I'm coming anyway. They said, Daddy, you get over there to be talking. And I said, yeah, well, I'm going to let them know who I am. They're going to know I'm your daddy. So if anything, they're going to treat you right. For the most part, they ain't going to treat you wrong. So hallelujah. I can stay right here in this word right here. I don't have to even go any further. Verse 5 says, the Lord at thy right hand shall strike through kings in the day of his wrath. He shall judge among the heathen. He shall fill the places with dead bodies. He shall wound the heads over many countries. He shall drink of the brook and the way. Therefore shall he lift up the head. Now, you know, the person reading that, oh, Lord, who won't get with that God? You know, he's like he's a killer. He's like he won't hurt somebody. But God is such a loving and caring God, you know, a God of concern. I thank God in Jesus. I used to be a Muslim once before. And I was out there with the 5% of the John. You know, please God. And you know, and the Muslims are, you know, assalamu alaikum. Look, it was this young lady I was trying to go after, and I figured she was into the, she was a Buddhist. I said, well, I'm going to be a Buddhist.
Yeah.
I said, then I'm your Renge Kyo. I went that way because I had an intention. But God had a much better and much more derived intention. Pulled me out of that mess. Told me not to go that way. Not that saying that speaking against that teaching, but it's because he didn't want me there. He had a work for me to do elsewhere. And that's how we got to look at it. We got to recognize it. There's people out there that don't know Jesus like you know. You have been given an unadulterated favor to know Christ as you know him. And believe me, it is a favor. You know, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. You know, we could have been still trying to get up out there. That John been pulling out that water change. I don't know.
Oh, yeah.
Or you would have been pulling him out. Or you could have been still driving cabs in New York City, you know, running down them roads and getting hollered at. They holler kind of hard now out there. They look crazy out there, them cab drivers, you know. They don't care what they hit and who they hit because they ain't paying insurance.
Yeah.
You know, so Amen. That's right. Amen. So, you know, and leaving, looking again at the right hand of God, you know, and I'm going to end this real soon here. I'm not going to go too much further. I want to go to the book of Corinthians and see a different, the book of, I have it right here, where the same information was given. The book of Corinthians, 15th chapter, 25th verse. And you don't have to turn to it. God says this. Now, when we talk about God, I don't want you confused about if I'm saying Jesus or if there's a God over that, because we're talking about one and the same person. You know, having lacking in knowledge of things, we sometimes, you know, as a people, it's not everybody, but as a people, we take on wrong impression. God is the God in creation. He is God all by himself. Jesus is the Son in redemption. That's how you kind of break up that trilogy, the three in one. Makes sense of it. See, because they talk about three God, it's how three people in one. You know, that don't make no sense. No, it don't make sense, because it wasn't meant for you in the sense that it was said. It was given as a reason to confuse people and keep them enslaved. So they said to him, yeah, well, God over here, Jesus right here, Holy Spirit over here. Well, the Holy Spirit is in all of us, and God made sure of that. But he didn't lack anything or come short when Jesus came about. When Jesus himself, God incarnate, took on the form of man for me and you. It was the only way he could do it. It couldn't have been done any other way. We might say, well, maybe he could have, they could have, you know, told us, and we could have learned how to give ourselves in a manner of peace. Maybe we could have been told that way, but no. We were such a rebellious people that it had to be told that way and had to be done that way. Jesus had to be sacrificed. He had to be on the cross. All of those things made the sense of it was that had it not happened, this conversation would be going on now. So think about that. Mull around that in your head and say, that's a good reason. If there's no reason, that's a good reason. That for the fact that Jesus died for us, gave his life on Calvary. You know, when we didn't have our lives together, he still did what he did. That was the assurance. If you had any doubt, the assurance of it was that he died for us on Calvary, even when before we even gave ourselves to him. And that alone makes the person want to think. And you have to say, wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you for saving me. Thank you for giving me opportunity. Now, we may not be living, you know, 100% holy, but it's something to reach for. Mm-hmm. You know, I look for the day, you know, when I can walk down those streets, you know, and look up, and there's my mother coming at me. Or walk down the street, see Aunt Moselle. Telling them, you know, that in the church, if they doing raffles in the church, they make you, that's like gambling. Well, so don't come tell me about no gambling. Don't tell me that this ain't right and that ain't right. We can't play bingo in the church. No, that's not the issue. God came in for more than that. He came in for more than a game of bingo. He came in for more than a clothing style. He came in for more than a hairstyle. He came here but to redeem us, to free us from the mindset that the enemy had us in. And boy, did he have a hold on us. But aren't you glad today? I'm so grateful that God is on my side. I'm so grateful that he gave his life for me on Calvary. I said as the Lord said, I said to my Lord, now Lord, to my Lord, there must have been a little God talking to the big God on Jesus, telling the people, sit down. I'm not through with you yet. I got more in store. Aren't you glad today? Are you glad? If you're glad, give the Lord some praise. Give him the praise that's necessary to him. Come on. Praise him like you praise him in that 2015 Final Four basketball game. Praise him like you praise him, hallelujah, when we used to be out there partying and making all that noise. Party over here, here, here. You know what I'm talking about. If you don't know what I'm talking about, don't go there. If you've never been there, stay away. Amen. Just give the Lord praise one more time. And I'm finished. I tell you, I'm one of them, I ain't going to be with you long preachers. And I really say what I mean in that case. The Lord is worthy of the praise. Now we can look to your left and look to your right, and you see family in this case. But imagine you're in the church where you don't know nobody. So turn to your left and turn to your right. Reach somebody in the name of Jesus. Tell them, God loves you. So do I. Father, if God loves you, and he's coming back for us. God loves you. Look out. Here I come. Amen. Amen. And amen. Hallelujah. You've been in a broadcast. I think my wife may have told you. We have a radio broadcast. At this point, we usually have it come through our computer. But now it's coming. We have our telephones. These phones are pretty smart, as they say. You know, and they are able to do so many things. And we're able to access thousands of people through this vehicle right here. And at this particular time, it may be upwards of 1,000 people listening. We have a radio. Our broadcast is called The Call According to His Purpose. It's on Blog Talk Radio. We air every Sunday at service time. We have a show on the weekday, on Saturday evening, where we also talk about subjects that they don't want to tell us in the church. Hey there, honey, that they don't want to say in the church. Hallelujah. So we thank God for all that he's done. The way we do our offering is we're not putting nobody on the spot. I don't want to walk around standing over until you guys pull something out. You may not have nothing to pull out. So we have our offerings. Sometimes the basket's in the front, sometimes in the back. And believe us, you know, we're a small gathering of people, but we have hosted, you know, close to upwards of 100 with this little bit of group right here. You know, and we know that God is a God of more than enough. He can do more than we can think or imagine. He can make a way out of no way. He is the bright and morning star. He is the lily of the valley. He is the high and lifted up one. He is all that and more. For who can lay charge to God's elect, his elect people? I sure wouldn't want to be one of them that tried to. He said that if you touch one of these, talking about the children, but we're all children of God, that he said it would be like having a millstone tied around your neck and dropped into the deepest ocean. So, James, stay away from that big rock and don't go near the East River. No more. Huh? You got to? Hallelujah. Give the Lord some praise. Y'all, I thank you for the opportunity. I thank you for being our guest. I thank you for coming. If you're ever on this side of town again, come on by. We have I think my wife mentioned, or she has something when she's doing the palms. Okay. As you know, this is Palm Sunday. This is the time when Jesus marched into Jerusalem, and they laid the palms and things, clothing, as well as palms across his feet. And he came to die. He was going to die. Now, you know, come on, let's get real for just a minute. Let's get as real as we can get. Because Jesus is real. He was real. Real, real. How that song go different? Real, real. Jesus is real to me. Hallelujah. Oh, yes. Come on. So many people.
But I can't live without.
I know I can.
That is why I love you so.
Jesus is real to me. So, you know, just based on that alone, he came to die. So these palms that we are giving out, they're not for you. We want you to take, I'm sure that this is what she wants to say. Do you want to say it? Yeah, you could. Praise the Lord.
The palms can be for you, but I've anointed them with oil. You may know somebody that begins to church. You may know somebody who's going to church. Ooh, did I do that?
No.
Oh, okay. And I want you to share those palms with them. Some churches don't give out palms anymore. Maybe I'm kind of old-fashioned. I believe in a point of contact. You know, some people used to talk about prayer cloths and stuff like that. Well, there's a principle behind that, that if you touch something and you lay your hands on it, you pray over it, and then you give that same thing to someone else, and they touch it, they're touching something that was prayed on. We're going to pray on these palms. Before we go, I want everybody to pray. I thought about it. I prayed about it. Lord, I can pray for these right here in the house. But the Lord said, no, bring them to church and let the congregation of saints pray on these palms. Because if there's somebody that's going through something and you give them that palm, I'm trusting God. God's going to take them out. So, I'm going to hold them. And I'm going to invite you all to come up.
Hallelujah.
We're just going to ask God to bless
God,
us.
God, you're worthy. Amen. Bless your holy name. God, you're worthy. Bless your holy name. As we come,
thank you for this song, Lord God. We know that these palms represent an open heart, willing to let you come in.
Come on, come on,
you will make it your way into the final wish.
Oh, Jesus.
So, God, I know that even as you touch these palms,
you know, my Jesus.
We're asking that you would have entrance.
Do you know,
my Jesus? And God, that you would not only have interest in their life, God, but that you would have interest in some of the problems or the concerns that they may be having. God, I pray that you would call them.
Open the door.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name we pray.
Hallelujah. Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Happy birthday, happy birthday to you, and you. And the word of God says, now to him who is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding joy, because we are the joy that's set before him. To the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forevermore. And the Church of God says, amen. And we in this place, and I know that it's the Spirit of the Lord. Honey? There's a sweet expression on each face. The Spirit of the Lord. We, Holy Spirit, we, Heavenly and as we proceed, we lift our hearts with praise. Without a doubt, we'll know that we have been revived. When we shall meet, hallelujah, go in peace.
all my, you remember,
Yeah.
I couldn't get all the hours. I was getting them from a program that was supposed to speak that I was. my brother.
Yeah.
I can see this.
Inside and outside. I did it first. Inside, outside.